Evening prayer on Easter Day, Sunday the 12th of April. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. To you be glory and praise for ever. From the deep waters of death you brought your people to new birth by raising your Son to life in triumph. Through him dark death has been destroyed and radiant life is everywhere restored. As you call us out of darkness into his marvellous light, may our lives reflect his glory and our lips repeat the endless song. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. O give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises, and tell of all his marvellous works. Rejoice in the praise of his holy name. Let the hearts of them rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember the marvels he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, O children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has always been mindful of his covenant, the promise that he made for 1,000 generations. The covenant he made with Abraham, the oath that he swore to Isaac, which he established as a statute for Jacob, an everlasting covenant for Israel, saying, "To you will I give the land of Canaan to be the portion of your inheritance." When they were but few in number, of little account and sojourners in the land, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no one to do them wrong, and rebuked even kings for their sake, saying, "Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm." Then he called down famine over the land and broke every staff of bread. But he had sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They shackled his feet with fetters. His neck was ringed with iron. Until all he foretold came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of peoples set him free. He appointed him lord of his household and ruler of all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he willed, and to teach his counselors wisdom. Then Israel came into Egypt. Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And the Lord made his people exceedingly fruitful. He made them too many for their adversaries, whose heart he turned so that they hated his people and dealt craftily with his servants. Then sent he Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. He showed his signs through their word and his wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and it grew dark, yet they did not heed his words. He turned their waters into blood and slew all their fish. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in their king's chambers. He spoke the word and there came clouds of flies, swarms of gnats within all their borders. He gave them hailstones for rain and flames of lightning in their land. He blasted their vines and their fig trees and shattered trees across their country. He spoke the word and the grasshoppers came and young locusts without number. They ate every plant in their land and devoured the fruit of their soil. He smote all the firstborn in their land, the first fruits of all their strength. Then he brought them out with silver and gold. There was not one among their tribes that stumbled. Egypt was glad at their departing, for a dread of them had fallen upon them. He spread out a cloud for a covering and a fire to light up the night. They asked, and he brought them quails. He satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock and the waters gushed out and ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy word and Abraham his servant. So he brought forth his people with joy, his chosen ones with singing. He gave them the lands of the nations, and they took possession of the fruit of their toil, that they might keep his statutes and faithfully observe his laws. Alleluia. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. God of our earthly pilgrimage, feed your Easter people with the bread of heaven, that we may hunger and thirst for righteousness until we reached our promised land. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. He has become my salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.